This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy.
Paul Andecker and the Daily Buzz. If you're the type of person who's freezing in the office or your house because of the AC, you won't be happy with this news. According to a new survey, the perfect temperature to keep the AC during the summer months? 64. 64? Brr. How about more like 68? Or even 72? Could serve a little energy, will ya? Take something off. If you want to keep your relationship happy and healthy, get sappy with your language. A study from the University of Warsaw finds that love language is essential to a good relationship. The language doesn't necessarily have to even be spoken. Sweet gestures, thoughtful acts, and physical touch are all a part of the language of love. By the way, 8% of couples do this every day. 3% of couples never do it. Can you guess what it is? YouGov poll says, argue. 11% say they argue multiple times a week. 11% say they argue once a week. 15% say they have it out multiple times a month. Only 16% say they fight once a year or less. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. The Daily Buzz. Part 2 of The Daily Buzz. I'm Paul Andecker. Attention spans have decreased notably overall since the invention of cell phones, and now apps like TikTok make it even worse. Sometimes we can't even make it through an entire 20-second video before we're bored. But TikTok isn't the only thing to blame. There are a few other reasons why our attention span seems shorter. Lack of sleep. Too many competing demands. Strong emotions, whether positive or negative, can be very distracting. Screen dependency. Scrolling TikTok or Twitter releases dopamine into your brain, which feels like a reward. It can be addictive. And biological or mental health conditions. If you can relate to any of these, don't worry. You will be able to focus again. Here's how. Experts say, first of all, get better sleep. Eliminate distractions before bed. Exercise. Meditate. Limit external distractions as much as you can. They suggest putting your phone in the other room if you have to. Eat nutritionally based snacks and meals and take breaks. Someone just polled thousands of people asking which month is the best to have a birthday. Number one answer, June, with 18% of the vote. July, a close second at 16%. Warmer months did better in general. May is the third best month for birthdays with 9%, then August, then April, September, and October with 5% each. November, December, January, February, and March were all tied for last. You know how Microsoft retired Internet Explorer? Well, apparently the folks in Japan weren't ready for that. Government agencies, financial institutions, big companies taken by surprise. They were still using Explorer. They thought it was going to live forever. Oops. Going to cause problems for a long time for these giant corporations to scramble and update all their web stuff. How did they miss that? Maybe it was planned. Knucklehead news out of New York, where a couple tried to bring their pet into a local pet store to buy food. Except the pet was a raccoon. No, thank you. Someone called authorities. They were able to track down the duo from surveillance footage. Forced to turn over the raccoon, who was sent to a clinic for rabies testing. The clueless couple were charged with unlawful possession of a wild animal, facing a $500 fine. The Daily Buzz. Paul L. at Midwest Family, SWMI, my email address. Send me things to buzz about should you come across them. Yesterday's history, tomorrow a mystery, today a gift, and that's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Andecker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.